What's up, everybody? Welcome to JP
Let's
Podcast.
go. It's your girl Ja. I am the J in JP Podcast.
And it's your girl Paris. I am the P in JP Podcast. What's up? What's up? What's up? We
What's
want to thank you guys for tuning in with us tonight. We are so grateful to be here with you all. And we cannot wait to dive into tonight's topic on the butterfly
Ooh,
effect.
episode 3. Makes you think of Ashton Kutcher.
Ooh, he fine, he fine, he fine.
Yes.
But before we get into all of that, we would like to say thank you to everyone that watched last week's episode. The feedback we got in back was so amazing. We truly appreciate you guys putting your input and just letting us know what you like and what you don't like. Y'all wanted us to get deep this time, so we are definitely going to do that with you guys.
Absolutely. And honestly, just the feedback we got and we get every episode is just fantastic. And I know a lot of the support right now is actually coming from our friends and our family. And we just want you all to know that we see you, we hear you, we love you, we appreciate you, and thank you.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So let's get into tonight's topic, the butterfly effect. What do you think the butterfly effect is before we, I give it out?
I mean, I have like a general, like a cause and effect type of thing, like thought process about it, but I've never really kind of dug deep into what the butterfly effect is actually about.
So that's what we're about to do. So pretty much the butterfly effect is a concept that small causes can have large effects.
Yes.
So even like a small significant change could potentially lead to like big consequences later on in life.
Yes.
You never know. So it really makes me think like no matter how small a ripple can be, we never know the outcome. So like,
I
how do you
mean,
feel about that?
I agree. I mean, think about like, we're, you're getting ready for work in the morning, you're leaving for work in the morning, whoever you are, and all of a sudden you, I don't know, left your Apple Watch on the counter. So you have to double back and grab it, and you forget that it's dead, and you gotta go grab your charger, whatever, and it causes you to leave out 5 minutes later for work.
Ooh, that's
And what
fine.
if you, exactly, what if you missed, I don't know, like missed a car accident or something, or you were able to think of a different way to take to work, so now you're not stuck in morning traffic. But the smallest things can cause these different outcomes. Even the smallest thing, like switching up from, making your coffee at home to stopping at a coffee shop on the way to work, whatever.
I forgot my lunch bag one day, and I was like 10 minutes away, and I was like, dang, should I go back?
That's different though, because doubling back for work is kind of crazy.
Because it's like I gotta take 10 minutes to get back that way, then 10 minutes that way. That's 20 minutes that I already lost trying to get to work. But
Yeah,
you
girl, I
know
don't have those problems. Thank you.
me. Forget you.
Whatever. But honestly, just kind of like there's so many different things that you can actually like kind of really ponder on of like what you can change. One of those things being like just like reflecting on like significant moments, like I don't know about anybody that's listening in, but if you could think back to like a pivotal moment in your life where you had to make like an important decision or you had to make just like a choice on something, and think about how if you made a different decision or instead of saying yes, you said no, something completely different could happen. And for me, something that I think back on a lot, not a lot, I don't like to lead my life with regret, but one of the things that I did kind of growing up was I actually chose not to go to college traditionally. And for those listening in, obviously traditional college is, you graduate high school, get your diploma, and then, you
Go
spend your
away.
summer, your last summer at home, and then you go away to college. And I don't mean like community college, which is totally fine, but community college, like, where it's like down the street, or even like, I grew up in Illinois, so the big thing was going to like Northern Illinois University or Western Illinois University or whatever. But like really going away to school, like going to a different state or, wherever that is. And I didn't get that experience. And that's kind of something that I wish I could have made a different decision on. Because one, the reason I stayed back, now being a grown woman and going through different experiences, it wasn't the smart thing to do. I stayed back for a guy. But the thing is like
It happens.
I was a young girl,
It
you know what I'm saying? I was
happens.
a young girl. I
You
was
was
like,
in
I'm
love.
in love. Like, okay, yeah, whatever. But he didn't ask me to stay, but it was more so I thought that was like my duty as like a girlfriend to stay. And so, and plus just with that, like, I kind of got scared. Like, I didn't want to go away from my family, you know, like, I don't know, like, just going away from my family and being, like, away from them and just, I don't know, I just felt weird.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that because I tried to go to colleges. I actually went to maybe 3 different colleges. I went to one. Mm-hmm. I went to Amherst. I tried that for a little while, but I felt like a minority there. Mm-hmm. If you understand what I mean.
Exactly.
So I just didn't fit in. I was a thick girl. Because, you know, back in the day, it was not thick.
It wasn't cool.
It was a skinny or you were fat.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted the skinny girls. So I'm like, I don't fit in here with the, I'm a minority here. I don't fit in. I'm a thick girl. I'm black. I'm like, I just don't fit in. And then I tried to go to community colleges. And I could have, literally, I could have done so much. But my mom, she was a single mom. So I'm mm-hmm. like, I want to work. I want to make some money. Like, let me go do that. So that is something I could regret on to.
Do you think that stunted your growth? Because essentially one of the reasons why I regret it now was obviously, I told you all, like, I didn't do it for the right reasons, but I actually feel like it kind of stunted my growth. I feel like just the circle of life or the cycle of life, whatever, like, you're supposed to, you know, be born, live with your family, learn the ways of life, like your morals, the things you want to do in life, and then you're supposed to go away from your family and create a new family, mm-hmm. you know? But I feel like now in the society we live in, a big way to kind of do that and have that process begin is by graduating high school and going to college. And I didn't get that. And I feel like that kind of stunted my growth as far as like my independence, emotionally and mentally. I've always kind of been independent, but just like in the physical world, like my independence, like I was still living at home. I had decided to go to beauty school, which is something that I loved. And I still do, but I just decided to, you know, live at home and focus on my boyfriend and going to beauty school and doing things like that. And I feel like it really stunted my growth mm-hmm. in that regard.
I do agree that it did stunt my growth as far as like getting to know people and actually networking and being around different varieties of people, because like you said, we've been around our family our whole lives. So that area of being sheltered, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a turtle, because sometimes when I go out into the world, I don't want to really be around people. Mm-hmm. But going off to college, actually probably getting into a sorority or joining some type of drama club or something, I really feel that that could have helped me. Like, because I used to love theater. Like, yes, I'm a great actor, so I used to love theater and stuff like that. But yes, I do agree that it did stun me a little bit. Not mentally, like you said, or physically, but like just networking wise, knowing people, because it's so many people who I know that back in high school, like, how are you so well known?
You know, honestly, outside of that, like, I'll touch on that mm-hmm. in a second, because I do want to talk about just missed opportunities overall, but kind of going into the, like, just reflecting on significant moments, outside of the independence, I feel like it also made the people around me dependent on me always being there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people listening in, a lot of you don't know already, but like, I always wanted to move out of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was a little girl, like, I always wanted to move. And so I was looking forward to going away to college and things like that. And now, obviously, as a grown woman, you know, in my late 20s, I'm happy to have the opportunity to live in a different state and possibly look into living in different countries, you know, in the next couple years or something like that. But I've always wanted to explore. But I feel like me being at home made the people around me dependent on me, like my presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, you're always going to be here. Like, we're always going to live in Elgin, Illinois, or, you know, Algonquin or Chicago or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, like, I'm going to leave. Like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I was saying that for years too. Like, I want to get out. I want to go move away. I want to go do something. But I've always depended on someone to go with me.
Yes.
And I shouldn't have done that. Like, I should have been able to be like, I'm finna go here by myself. I'm finna learn how to be able to live on my own and actually grow that independency on my own, because eventually I was gonna have to do it, especially when I wanna start making my own family and stuff. I'm gonna have to leave the house, you know?
Yeah, and touching on that, just getting into the next point, like, just pursuing like missed opportunities, you know, outside of traveling, what's something else that you feel like was like a missed opportunity just in life, period, because of something that you did?
I would say, I mean, traveling really. Other than that, I really don't know. Like, I would say, like I said, getting to know people. Like, I really don't have many friends. I have family, and I think I said that in a previous episode before. Like, my family is my friends. So, I wish that I could have been able to trust people more. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm working on, because I really don't trust a lot of people, especially about me and my family. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's so many things that people can get mad at you about. And your family, they're not going to tell air your business like just a random friend would.
Or even, like, other people won't understand.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, me and you joke around all the time that, you know, I get into, like, my little bouts of, like, sadness or, like, I throw my little hissy fits or whatever. But, like, you know how I am, and I don't have to explain that to you.
Yeah. I'll just be like, okay, she in her mood, so I'm just going to leave her alone for a little bit. And then she come around and be like, I'm sorry, I was acting like a bitch. I'm like, girl, I wasn't paying you no mind. I was definitely not paying you no mind. I already know how you are. Like, that's the type of feeling I want to get from a friend or somebody that's not family, that I can be able to trust, that you understand me like the back of your hand.
And I feel that too, honestly, because that is, I mean, I guess these points kind of tie in for me, because I feel like doubling back, going to college is a place where you learn that, because, you know, you're forced to be in this room with all of these people, and you have to talk, and you have to give your opinion, you have to speak up. They won't let you just fly by and kind of just coast through, especially if you want to be a good student, you know. But outside of that, just missed opportunities for me. I have struggled a really long time, like a really, really long time. I don't know why. Maybe it's just like a mental or emotional block, or just not feeling empowered to say what I want to say, just based on my environment and how I grew up. And then obviously being an African-American woman, just not feeling like I can speak the way I want to speak. But I have not necessarily horrible communication skills, but I hold myself back from saying certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is whether something upsets me, whether it comes to relationships, or saying certain things to my family that I hold in and I don't speak about, or even to my friends. And these are just, it has led to a lot of missed opportunities, because, you know, those of you listening in, just imagine like having certain maybe feelings for somebody, and you feel like you don't have the courage to say what you want to say for like fear of rejection, or, you know, just like ridicule, anything. And I hold myself back even to this day from saying certain things. It's something that now in my late 20s, I'm kind of not necessarily making peace with, but I'm trying to work on and trying to make better, essentially.
Understood. And that also ties into like the support and guidance that we could have had as growing up, as kids. Like, those are some challenges that we face, because most of the time, not most of the time, but like, go back to when we were kids, how we were always told, not always, but majority of the time, we were told, no, like, you can't go over there, you can't spend a night, this, this, and that. So that kind of like made us feel like, is there things that we shouldn't ask for? Is there things that we should just go do? And I, you know, just in a way of showing like that we are capable of doing things. So I'm like, in a way, like, I wish I had more guidance of that. And like, I personally, when I was younger, I really was going through like a mental stage of, because it was so much that was going on when I was younger. So my mom, she tried to put me in therapy. She tried to talk to me. She tried to like really help me. And I was in such a phase of, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Like, nobody can help me, nobody loves me. And it just felt like that because of something that was taken. You know, when something so drastically is taken away from you, it make you rethink life.
Yes.
And it make you think about, man, what if that one person, or what if that one thing was still in your life? How differently could your life have been?
Yeah.
And that makes me think about it all the time. But I do love the person I am today. I do love how bright of a woman I am. And I just love that about myself.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I feel the exact same way. You know, you already know, just us growing up together, we both had a lot of things going on in our lives when we were younger. And it's just kind of having that support from loved ones, and also just feeling like you just have the support and the guidance and the reassurance. And for me, that now has manifested, excuse me, into my communication skills and my communication style. And I feel like maybe if a different point in my life I had a certain type of reassurance, it would have been a little different. Now, once again, being older, I just, for the most part, speak my mind without fear of consequence. But outside of kind of being tactful, you should always just speak your mind. Like, if you feel something, say it. If you see something, say it. You know, if something's on your heart to share with somebody, whether it's tough love or not, you should like share it with that person.
Yeah, I agree, because now I feel like closed mouth, you know, the saying closed mouths don't get fed. So it's like now, since I am older and I am more mature of how I want to say things, I try to say it in a most respectful way. But you got to understand where I'm coming from. Like now as an adult, you're able to speak. As a child, you really wasn't able to speak how you wanted to speak because adults thought you were being, you know, disrespectful. And it's not that I'm being disrespectful, it's just that I'm really trying to understand, what do you mean by this? And that makes me think about, like, if I can go back to talk to a loved one or someone who isn't here anymore. I have three, but I'm just going to narrow it down to my top one. I will go back and talk to my grandfather. Like, that, like, I feel like he was somebody who I remember, but I don't remember. And if anybody, any viewers can understand what I mean by that, like, you know, you have somebody when you were young that they died, but you feel the presence of their love. You know that they loved you, and you feel that, you know, but you don't, you just don't remember that person anymore. And I remember him being a good man and just doing so much stuff. So I just feel like if I was able to go back and just speak to somebody and have some type of guidance, it'll be him, because that was somebody who I truly adored and loved.
Yeah. And honestly, like, you know, talking about all of this, we don't necessarily, like, I'm sure you feel the same way, Paris, but I don't want to lead my life with regrets, you know? That's not exactly, you know, what the point of this episode is. I try not to, like, live in, like, a constant state of regret of, like, oh, I should have said this, I should have done this, like, what if I went to school, what if I, because that will literally drive you insane, literally drive you insane. And just, you know, a few different ways that I kind of just try not to live in regret is just by kind of, like, different small gestures that can really just shape happiness and contentment and peace for me in my life. And one of those things is just obviously working on the power of positive communication and just exploring, like, different communication styles within my family, and contribute to, like, a nurturing and supportive environment just of, like, love and happiness and peace. And I surround myself personally with, I think, some of the best people to ever walk this earth. They're sweet, they're kind, they're caring. They will definitely turn up and stand 10 toes down with me, for sure, and for me, for sure. But these people are super nurturing and loving and reassure me every single day, and I hope that I give that same nurturing and loving and reassuring aspect to them as well. And then just honestly, just besides that in general, just like small gestures make a big impact. Like
they definitely do.
Yeah, just appreciate where you've been in life already, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm a spiritual and a religious woman, and who knows what the Lord saved me from by not going to college. You know, because college, outside of like the education you get and everything, like college people be turning up. A lot of crazy stuff happens on these campuses, you know, but who knows what God saved me from, you know, in those years that I didn't go to school, and the opportunities that I have right now in my life. Like, this is stuff that I prayed for. The life I'm living now is stuff that I prayed for. Like, I'm living in my prayer right now. And so I need to live in that and just really have these small gestures of gratitude and just really live my life that way.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And also, like, nowadays, I would say generation of love. Like, kids need love. This time of day, from 2000 on up, kids really do and deserve love. Like, they need it from the parents. You remember how they used to say it takes a village to raise a family? Like, that's what kids need. They need everybody to love on them, because I've known so many kids who don't receive that, and they take that anger out on other things.
And even, like, kids see everything. Like, you think kids don't see stuff, but they see and hear everything. The way you love yourself, the way your spouse loves you, the way you love your parents, the way you love your friends, the way you just carry yourself in this like aura every single day, they see all of that. Yep. That's not even including the love you're supposed to give them. Like you just said, it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. And even outside of that, you are born with two parents. There's a reason that you have a mother and a father, or a mother and a mother, or a father and a father. There's a reason you have two, because you learn different things from both of those parents.
You sure do, you sure do. Like different love languages, mm-hmm. different family dynamics, like mm-hmm. how, like, really how to, like, in a family, I would love to have a mom and dad so that I can see how they love each other, because that's mm-hmm. going to make me want to go out there and say, oh, that's not how love is.
Yeah, definitely. And what you just said about love languages too, I know, you know, there'll be different episodes where we can get into love languages really deep, mm-hmm. but love languages are so important.
Very much.
And I don't mean just in like, oh, my love language is physical touch. Like, no. I mean, one, knowing how you want to be loved, right? Do you want like small acts of intimacy, like, you know, somebody rubbing your back when you don't feel well, or, you know, verbal. Whatever? Or do you want like words of affirmation? And then also in turn, whether it's your partner, your mother, your sister, your brother, your friend, coworker, whatever, whoever. You need to realize how they want to be loved mm-hmm. may not be the way that you want to be loved. Mm-hmm. So just because I want words of affirmation, maybe they want acts of service. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want physical touch.
You never know.
Maybe they just want you to spend time with them. Just sit in the living room with me and watch TV. We ain't even got to talk. Okay? Like sometimes it's like that. Like, sometimes, like, I'm like, oh, okay, Paris, you know, like, let's chill in the living room and watch a movie. Or, you know, I hang out with people. And I'm like, look, we don't even have to, like, do anything. Like, let's just spend quality time together. Or just, once again, having those words of affirmation. Somebody telling you they're proud of you. You know, I support you. Or, like, look at all that you've accomplished. Like, you're doing such a great job, Paris. You're doing such a great job. Whoever, yep. you know, and that's just really big.
Really cherish those moments, yes. and cherish the people that you love, because once they gone, they gone. Like, you can still say I love you, but while they're here, give them their flowers.
Yes.
Show them that you really adore them. Like, it could be just the smallest, like we said, the smallest guest gesture. Like, you are so pretty today. I didn't even know that you were having a bad day or anything.
And mean it.
Like, really be like, you are so pretty. You are so worthy. You are uplifting. Like, if you just give people words of encouragement, they can really change their day.
Yes. Really. Yes, and that can really empower them mm-hmm. to do something. Even like now, like, you know, working, like my girlfriends that I have at work, like even after we have meetings, you know, they're like, oh, great job, you killed it. Or, you know, after, you know, I hear they had a great call or something, I'm like, wow, I heard you really killed it on that call. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that can really empower people and give them the confidence that they need. And honestly, you know, just kind of wrapping the whole conversation up about the butterfly effect, it's just, everything that you do has a outcome.
Definitely.
And you need to really think about the positive and negative things that you do in life and the outcome that will have not only in your life,
but everybody else but around you.
Everybody around you, including your spouses, your mm-hmm. family, your kids, everybody.
Because it's a ripple effect.
It's because once stuff happens and it pops off, you can't change it.
You gotta go with the flow.
And you gotta live with that. You gotta stand on business for real.
Definitely.
Because once you make that decision, once you make a decision that only takes a second of thought, that's gonna be a lifetime, mm-hmm. lifetime of stuff that happens after that.
We can get into that about other, on the next, not the next episode, but an episode, we could talk about how, like, in relationships, that can affect. Like, a butterfly effect can affect relationships as
exactly,
well.
Exactly. Because there's so many things that we could talk about with this. But just don't live your life in regret. You know, just move forward with,
appreciate,
like, love.
Appreciate the presence.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Appreciate the small moments, the experiences that you have shared, the people that you shared your life with now. Because we can't go back. We only can go forward.
Yes.
And with that being said, the butterfly effect could be a positive thing, like you said, or a negative thing. It's how you look on it. If you manifest and just speak words of affirmation mm-hmm. and just continue to build yourself up, you're going to be okay. I really feel like it.
Yeah. Time, honestly, I do feel like now, after I got a couple years under my belt, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but definitely, like, time heals wounds.
It does.
For real.
It does.
And time.
Not all wounds.
Thank you. I was about to get into that. Time heals anything. but certain stuff will be on your soul, mm-hmm. on your soul until the day you die.
Things that you won't never be able to let go, forget. It could be anybody, a spouse, it could be girlfriend, boyfriend, your mom, dad, anybody that hurt you. It could be that one thing that triggers.
But even stuff like that, like, you just give yourself some grace. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's stuff that you made a bad decision mm-hmm. and you live with that regret, you don't have to live with regret. Give yourself some grace. As humans, we are always changing. We are always evolving. And you don't have to live with that every mm-hmm. single day of your life. Just accept the fact that maybe you were a different person. You were in a different mindset.
We always change.
You were younger, whatever. But give yourself some grace. Make amends with everything that you've done. And just move forward in your life and don't live with regret.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like, it is who we are today. Like, the butterfly effect is who we are. And I'm so thankful that I did. And I did what I did. And I still have accomplished many things. So I just want to say thank you for being who you are, Paris.
You know what? Let's take a second because I want to say thank you, Paris, for being who you are. Because I don't know if y'all know, I'm about to make her cry because Paris tried to act like she's, you know, she tough as nails. But I've known Paris her whole life, like literally divas in diapers for real. But like, I'm proud of you. I see you every single day. I talk to you every single day. Even when we wasn't talking, we was on each other's minds, in each other's hearts. And I love you and I appreciate you and I'm proud of you. So I wanted to say that.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to cry.
Don't cry, girl.
I'm not going to cry.
My makeup's on. I can't do it.
But I do want to tell you, I appreciate you too. We've never had any downs, really. Like, we've always had ups.
Yes.
Like, we'll probably get into little nitpick arguments and stuff like that.
Being
but
a bitch.
It ain't. She said it, not me. But I am proud of the person who you are today. I am so thankful that I do have you in my life, and I can't wait to experience life with you.
I know we
I'm not trying to sound like I'm her husband or nothing.
Me and my platonic partner. But we've gotten into a lot of things together, and we've experienced a lot of vital moments in life together. And you know, I'm always going to cherish that. And I hope that everybody else that's listening in has people around them that offer that reassurance and guidance and support the same way that you offer me.
Oh, thank you. I love you,
best
girl.
Friends.
I swear. To the end.
But now getting out of the mushy gushy stuff.
I swear. But if you guys do want to comment or leave comments or anything about that, that's just what we talked about, please feel free to do that. We always want you guys to get in tune with us and just vibe. But like she said, getting out of the good mushy gushy stuff, we're going to go into our game from
I'm
Netflix.
So excited.
Okay, I'm excited too.
Can I just say, well, actually, I want to know first, what type of stuff did people tell you? Because, okay, wait, let me double back even further, guys. This game is called Anything and Everything.
Yes.
We will essentially describe different items, objects, people, places, and things to you all. And you have to try to figure out what it is.
What
did people tell you?
I got a lot of it. We'll call it the runner-up because it's not that.
Okay.
But a lot of people have said a computer.
So many people said computer.
Like,
I had one person tell me they thought it was a baby.
Baby,
because they said because there's a point which you're gonna read through right now. But there was one point that says when I was younger I had a larger backside. So
oh,
I was like,
Lord.
Babies they got big backs, they be chunky and rolling.
Oh my gosh! Now the main thing I got was a computer, something electronic or something like that, and I'm like, you guys are on the right.
Yes and no,
you're
no
on the
yes.
right thing, but it wasn't that. But I'm gonna read the questions, not the questions. I'm gonna read the answers off again. So. It says, I'm often described a little boxy. Mm. When I was younger, I had a larger backside. I need juice. That's the one that got everybody. They was like,
yes.
What needs juice?
Yes.
What needs juice? I'm like, yeah, that was a good one. We kind of threw them off mm-hmm. with that one. I have a master to control me. Can be annoying at times. And I show people what they want to see.
Okay.
Drum roll, please. It's a TV.
Like, come on. Like, y'all grew up. A lot of people that are listening, y'all millennials just like us, y'all grew up with them
big-ass TVs.
Okay, watching George Lopez in the middle
Man.
Of the night. Like, please, watching Roseanne and all types of them big-back TVs. Like,
and you
please.
Need some juice. You need to be plugged
and
up.
And you got a remote control. The
right.
master that controls you. The master remote that works damn near every TV in the house.
And
like,
y'all
please.
Know them motherfuckers be heavy as hell.
Thank you.
With them big ass boobs.
Oh my god. Like how we move flat screens now, like I could never. I could never.
What was a flat screen back in the day?
Girl, please. I remember my first time seeing a flat screen TV. I was, whoa.
Like, okay. Look at that.
My goodness. I felt the same way seeing a flat screen TV the way I feel seeing all like the Vision Pro stuff. I'm like, yeah. Whoa. Like, you can just put it on and see stuff. Girl, like, that's how I was. That's how I was with the flat screen. And don't even get me started when they made smart TVs and the apps were on. I was like, what?
Girl, don't get me started how we went from iPhone. I mean, what the? Apple Pods.
The AirPods?
No. The little with the circle. The iPods.
Oh my! Well, first, you know, it was the CD players.
Yes.
Actually, cassette players.
Cassette, yep. Because I remember that time.
Yeah, I do too. I had my little. Don't even get me started. And then I had a CD player that had like these little bubbles on it, and I would carry around my CD case with all my CDs yep. in it, and they were all like burner CDs.
Oh my gosh! Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
And what was it when the bootleg when you wanted to get the
girl my movies are bootleg, my everything. CDs are bootleg. Man. Okay, I bootleg.
They had the whole little thick ass thing. Black, my grandma had a black one full of CDs.
Yes, and my dad was, you know, hookup king with the bootlegs. but they weren't like the bogus ones. They had like people walking around in the back. You know what I'm saying?
I used to hate that. You could see the camera set up.
That used to make me so mad.
You could see the camera set up and everything.
But y'all know what we're talking about with these old TVs, okay? Right. They was heavy.
Definitely.
Okay. Heavy. But congratulations to all of you who actually guessed the correct answer, which was, drumroll please, none of you.
Nobody got it. So I feel like we did really good with that one. We're going to try to get you with this next one.
Yeah, so let me get into it. So I don't know. Like, you got to really pay attention and lock in with this one to see what it is. So... I come in a variety of options. I can be dry, but if you heat me up, I can get wet. Sometimes I can be earthy or flowery. I can be bold or mellow, depending on my notes. The longer you keep me open, the more intense I become. But if you cover me up, I fade away.
Ooh.
What could it be? I'm gonna say it one more time. I come in a variety of options. I can be dry, but if you heat me up, I can get wet. Sometimes I can be earthy or flowery. I can be bold or mellow, depending on my notes. The longer you keep me open, the more intense I become. But if you cover me up, I'll fade away. I don't know.
I wonder who's gonna guess this one. If somebody get this one, we're going to give you guys a shout out.
Yeah, we have to.
We're going
to
definitely give a shout out.
Because this one, we worked a little harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't use our full brain capacity, but we worked harder for sure.
Yes, we're trying to keep you guys on your toes.
Yeah, but definitely, you know, go ahead and comment and subscribe and let us know what you think about this game. But before we go ahead and close it out, I am super excited I always get like, we're always just chopping up and talking on here, and I always get a little sad when it comes time to like close it out. But but for the next episode, we will be discussing, drumroll please, the many forms of intimacy. This can be with your romantic partners, your platonic partners, your family, or even your coworkers. But there's many ways that you can show intimacy to people. And this is not intimacy in the sense of sexual acts, but this could be something as simple as, you know, you and your best friend going to a coffee shop and reading together. Or discussing, you know, different life topics with your friends and family. Or with your romantic partner, washing their hair in the shower. Or painting your girlfriend's nails for her. Anything.
Ooh,
but we'll
doing a face mask.
Exactly. Doing a face mask on your boyfriend.
I would love to
look his eyebrows, because sometimes men, you have like bushy eyebrows.
I wanna put some wax on the chest and rip it off.
I don't know if that's intimate or if that's called like aggression, but
it's both. It feels good to me.
But we will definitely get into the many forms of intimacy that you can experience between your romantic or platonic partners. But, you know, until then, go ahead and let us know what you think are different forms of intimacy, or some forms of intimacy that you maybe have with the people around you right now that you'd be willing to share with us. And we'll definitely call those out and let you all know what we think about those forms of intimacy. And also maybe talk about some of ours that we have.
That we definitely will. We're going to keep getting deep and deep and deep with y'all. Let us know how you guys like this episode.
Yes, and definitely just reach out to us on our email. Our email, once again, is jppodcast2024@gmail.com. That's jppodcast2024@gmail.com. Outside of that, you can go ahead and like, follow, and rate our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeart. We're on every streaming platform. Follow us on Instagram, reach out to us. We post on there sometimes a few times a week, sometimes daily. But go ahead, reach out to us on there. Those are linked to our personal pages as well. My full name is Geronda. That is linked to the page as well. We have Paris. Her page is also linked to that Instagram page as well. So go ahead, reach out to us. We appreciate you for listening. Yeah, we definitely appreciate you. Thank you for listening in. Turn us up. Don't turn us down. This is JP Podcast.
We out.